Welcome to the rebroadcast of the IR conference call Q1 report, chaired by Gabriella Sexton, originally held on the 30th of May 2008 at 10:00 A.M. Central European Time.
Hello, good morning. This is Gabriella Sexton from Citygate. Welcome to the John Deere Waste Technology AG Q1 2008 investors call. I will now hand you over to George, who will give you a quick summary of the Q1 figures, after which we will have a question and answer session as usual. Go ahead, George.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is George Lee, and I'm the IR manager of John Deere Waste Technology. John Deere Waste Technology is a company focusing on manufacturing of municipal waste incinerator and also for the medical waste incinerator. We have all of the focus manufacturing, selling our products inside China. Starting 2007, the company not trying to focus on medical waste incinerator, but we are also switching our focus to small size municipal waste incinerator. Stepping into the 2008, the company trying to step into even bigger size municipal waste incinerator up to 1,000 tons. The company is also started to construction and engage in certain building projects. Going back to the results of the company, in the first quarter of 2008, when compared to the last quarter of the same period, we were able to increase our sales by 52%, which increased up to 11 million euro. That result was mainly contributed by increasing in our municipal solid waste incinerator sales from two units in the last year to four units in this year. For all of our municipal waste incinerator that we manufacture, mainly representing those for like from 100 tons to up to 300 ton capacity per day, for the manufacturing waste incinerator that we sold. Our company was able to keep a very stable gross margin, and the gross margin when compared to the last period is increased from 65% to 69%. This is the result. The gross margin is very, very stable when compared to the last year, full year result of 2007. While for the EBITDA margin, we were keeping very stable at around 57%, and we were able to increase our net profit from 4 million to 7 million in the first quarter of this year. To summarize the general changes of the company in the first quarter, our company was starting to engage in the Daitong project. Daitong project is a project with more than a capacity of 1,000 tons per day, and they also with the capacity of generating electricity, which is up to 30 MW hour. We consider manufacturing or engagement of the Daitong project will be a blueprint of the company to start evolving or getting more big size projects. Because we understand in China, we see a lot and a lot of more different orders that is going on the bigger size direction. We also see that the government is trying to approve more and more of the bigger size incinerator going to the market. As a result, we believe that if the company is able to engage in more big size manufacturing projects, and we'll be able to get an even much stronger growth in this year or in the next year. In this year, we believe the focus of the company will still on switching or focusing to get at least one or two more big size orders with power generating capacity. We hope that portion of this profit will be gradually reflecting in our income statement in this year. For the other sector of the company is focusing on the BOT operation. BOT operation representing that we invest in our projects, and we sign the contract with the government while we operate the projects. After certain period of the years, by then, we are returning the ownership of the project to the government. In the first quarter, the company was able to secure one more BOT project, which is Xinjiang project. For the Xinjiang project, the total required investment is 1.8 million euro, with a daily disposal capacity of 100 tons per day, and with the overall concession period of 30 years. We expect Xinjiang project will start to operate in mid of 2009. So including the Xinjiang project, the company has right now 3 BOD projects that is constructing and is planning to operate, including the Feicheng Shandong BOD project with 160 tons capacity per day, and Xinhe Kunan BOD project with 500 tons capacity per day with the power generating capacity. And moving along in the future, we believe that the company is still looking to engage in bigger size BOD projects, because if you can see that, we are almost focusing on all of our previous BOD projects for small size from 100 to 160, and the maximum is only 500 ton capacity per day. So in future, if the company is able to secure more bigger size BOD projects, then we are willing to sign on these projects. And for our, so going back to the manufacturing capacity of the company, apart from the Fujian manufacturing plant, the company also started to invest in the money to build up the second manufacturing plant in Beijing. And we already started the constructions at the first quarter of this year. And at the beginning, the company is looking to it to be fully established before the Olympic Games in August. But however, due to the Olympic Games, we were requested by the government to delay the project for at least 2 to 3 months. But still, we expect that we'll be able to finish all of the constructions and get it ready to be used before the end of this year. So starting in the next year, we believe the company will be able to maximize its capacity of manufacturing. And we are planning from geographically, we are planning to use the Beijing plant, which is in the north of China, to focus on the manufacturing of the big size incinerator. And for our original manufacturing plant in Fujian, they will be still be focusing on the small size incinerator. And we will gradually start to move our head office and even our administrative and accounting office, financing office, going to North China. And here, this is the place that we believe we will be able to have a close contact with the government, and at the same time, we'll be able to get in touch with some of more potential customer in the North China. And so finally, I would like to also mention that the company is always looking to increase our squad, number of staff and employee, qualified engineer in our area, in our field. And in this first quarter, we also hire additional 12 of skillful manufacturer factory workers. And we believe that the key in the future is not only going to recruit more of the manufacturing staff, but we'll also be able to recruit more of the senior project management staff and management teams in order to accept more and more bigger size order. And however, in the future, we believe that the challenging will be how be able to converge these manufacturing project engineers to make use of their talent to accept more bigger size order instead of small size order. And we believe that what we're trying to do is to focus on development of our R&D team and also development of our BOD projects in order to serve as a training center to provide training for all these project engineers that we are newly recruited. So in the future, we believe that human resources is the key for the company to be successful. And if we'll be able to secure more of the project engineer, then we'll be able to secure more big size order, and hence, and only this, the company will be able to have a significant growth in our turnover in the future. So here's our presentation, and I think we'll be going through the Q&A sessions in the following times, and I will pass it back to Gabriel.
Okay. Hi. Thank you, George. Operator, I think we're ready to start the question and answer session now.
Thank you, madam. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received, and there will be a short pause whilst participants register for a question. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. To cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. There appear to be no questions at this point. Oh, my apologies. The first question comes from Mr. Kenneth Jan from AJO Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, George. Congratulations on the strong growth in the first quarter. And I would like to raise an old question that if, you know, we all know the company is moving towards a larger scale of incinerators in the markets, and it actually meets the demand. But what's your outlook, you know, on the gross margin side for those larger incinerators?
Right.
Thanks.
I think the margin of the biggest size incinerator will be dropped by, say, from 65% or 69% right now down to, say, 60 or even going to 55%. And it makes sense because right now we manufacture significant part of, or we manufacture all the components by ourselves, or even we purchase locally. But for manufacturing of a very, very big size incinerator, it involves some component that we have to be imported. And these are different kind of the technologies, and we believe that if going forward, we were also using our R&D team, and we also already have an establishment of our like cooperation with the Tsinghua University and Zhejiang University in China. Those of these universities are very famous for incineration in China. So we try to work with them to build our own technology, but at the same time, for the very, very big size incinerator, we are still on a learning process, but in any case, what I mean learning process is doesn't mean that we cannot build that. We already having all of our R&D submitted to the Dynon project, and they all get approval, and we start the construction already. But the most important is, in that case, if we are going to import certain type of the component, then the margin will be lower than the original one that we locally purchased. But that will not be hurt too much because we understand, even though for the other similar company of us in China, they have similar of the gross margin, and this is the gross margin because, you know, the situation in China is we don't have many supply here, and we only have like a, we have more order than we can fulfill, so we can only the supply will only select the better projects to invest in or to work on, so and that's why we still keep a very, very reasonable and high margin. But say for the bigger size, that should be dropped by up to like a we expect the ultimate margin will be converging to 55%.
Yeah, that's very clear. Thanks. And so basically, the company still has a good you know chance to choose the best customers at this point. I mean, things of Beijing facility isn't really you know launched, so our supply is to on the tight side, right?
Right, right, because we want to maximize our capacity, and we want to at least prove that we are the manufacturer of the big size incinerator, and that is very important.
Thank you, George.
Thank you.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. To cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. The next question comes from Karen Tay from CRA Management. Please go ahead. Ms. Tay, we're ready to take your question.
Sorry, I kept it muted. I didn't realize. Hi, George. You mentioned that the large incinerator needs imported component parts. Can you tell us what percentage of these imported component parts would make up of the entire cost of sales? Of your entire cost?
Well, that is kind
how substantial
of
is this imported part?
I'm sorry?
How substantial is this imported part as a total cost of building the plant?
I think we try to make that estimation before because we have all the draft, like construction spreadsheet and electronic component design submitted for the Dynon project, and we are working on the Dynon projects already. And right now we estimated that we have like a 10 to 20% of the component that we need to source ultimately from like outside. That will be including some kind of the electronic components, and also for, but that will not be for the construction part, and that will not be for the very big grave that we need to build up by ourselves, but that will only be majority of them will be for the electronic component, because we have to make sure that they will be up to the quality to be sizable, because in China you can have the small part, then you can have small size manufacturer for the machine electronic component that you'll be able to source easily in China, but that will not be the case for big size incinerator, but big size component. So all of these rather bigger size and more advanced component on the electronic parts that will need to be able to source to from the overseas. But that will not be more than 20%.
Can you also give us an update on your progress of your BOT job? I mean, at what stage are they at?
Right now, BOT jobs? Right, okay. Right now we have 3 BOT projects on hand, and remember for the Feichuan projects, we are almost done at the end of the third quarter, while for the next project, Hunan project, which has the manufacturing capacity, has a power capacity, we are expected for it to be ready at the beginning of the next year, so that you will expect to be around January or February. And for the Xinjiang project that we will only sign in the first quarter, we expect it to be ready in mid of the next year. For the first and the second project that we mentioned before, they already start off the construction and building up, they are in the right track. And for the Xinjiang project, it was in June now, and we have submitted all of the documentation, and we will very soon to start on the site construction.
Ms. Taylor, does that answer your question?
Yes. Judge, would you also like to elaborate whether there has been an increase in our cost of raw material?
You mean in China?
Inflation? Yep.
Well, right now, actually, this is still fine right now because, you know, when we are manufacturing of the small size incinerator, then normally the manufacturing period will only be, saying, 3 to 6 months. So for the steel price, we believe that sometimes we will take up our prices, but most of the time we'll be able to switch the price to the customer and say for the next order, then we will raise the price immediately without waiting. So normally, we understand that the steel price is increasing substantially, and also we understand, but other than steel price, we still have a lot of the cost from the electronic components and also for the auxiliary materials. All of these material costs do not significantly increase when compared to the steel. But the steel price, you know, it only represents 40% of our total costs and only represents 10% of our margin, I mean our sales. So we believe that it hurts only like a 3 to 4% of the total margin only. But up to now, because we are still pushing very hard to increase our pricing, so, and I mean with a lot of different excuses, say for the increase in material costs. So as a result, we didn't see that we have a pressure to reduce the price or reduce the margin because of the material. But maybe in future, if we are going to engage for a very big size project which will last for more than 1 year, then we may be very careful to set the pricings with the expectation of the changes of the steel price, because the uses of the steel is much more than we can expect, and we won't be able, because now we will keep some steel, or we can easily source the steel with the nearby town, but in the future, if we're manufacturing of the very big size incinerator, we won't be able to do that. So, but we already have a policy inside to see how to manage the steel price increases and changes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. To cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. There appear to be no further questions. Please continue with any further points you wish to raise.
This is Gabriella again. Thank you very much, George. Thank you very much for all who participated. As usual, you'll be able to listen to the conference call on the web in about an hour's time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This concludes the IR conference call Q1 report on the 30th of May 2008. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.